Hello again, 欢迎您回到酒馆。不知不觉酒馆的节目就做到300集了。在这里代表酒馆团队向大家道一声感谢。We simply couldn't have done it without your support. 同时要插播一个小通知，酒馆进阶口语课程的第四期已经结业了，周五也就是10月25日晚上8:30，我们还是将在 CC Talk 上举行结业典礼，有课程总结、学员展示、经验分享和酒馆歌手的美妙旋律。结业典礼对所有人免费开放，想要参加结业典礼或是咨询新一期课程的小伙伴们，赶快联系小助手吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG2， LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的拼音首字母最后一个数字2， LULUXJG2， 我们在酒馆等你。 Now on with the show. Hello again and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎你又回到闲话美国。 Hello James.
Hello Lulu. So I have a question for you. When you think of places in America, what jumps into your head?
Well, New York City, Seattle, Los Angeles.
But those are just big cities on the coast. There's a whole lot of America in the middle.
Yeah, I don't really know that much about small town America, to be honest.
Well, a lot of Americans live in smaller communities, towns of maybe 10, 20, 30,000 people.In these small towns and these communities, we have events which we call county fairs.
County fair. Ah, is that what we're going to talk about today?
It is what we're going to talk about today.
By the way, fairs. Well, I mean, you speak Chinese as well. So what would you say is closest to fairs in Chinese? I mean, is it like cultural fair, like 文化节, or like temple fair, 庙会?
Kind of a mix of both, to be honest.
Oh.
Although there would be no temple aspect, but a lot of the things you do at these, like in China, the temple fairs and the culture fairs where they have performances, there's food, there's games, are things that you would find at an American fair.
Sounds interesting. So it's these fairs, you said it's county fair, so I'm assuming it's more like the local community, like local towns or...just smaller cities.
Well, if you go in America, there's actually different levels. There's the county fair. There's also state fairs, which will be much bigger for the whole state. But when most people in America think of fair, they think of the local one, the county one. And you'd get people from all walks of life who all live in the community to go to these events.And spend time together and look at displays, play the games, eat the food, and talk to people maybe they haven't seen in a while.
So it's very big on the sense of community. 那个社区的整个的这种凝聚感。Is that something that Americans, most average Americans, really value, the sense of community?
I would say in smaller towns, yes. Bigger cities...Maybe less so, but I'm not too familiar with big city life.
And who organizes these fairs? Is it the local government?
Yeah, it'll be the local governments. So there'll be like a organization committee that plan it. And usually a town will have what's called a fairgrounds, which will have a stadium. There'll be display halls.There'll be, you know, all the things, facilities you need for a group of people to come for such of an event.
Is it usually outdoors?
50-50. There are some displays that will be inside buildings. Some things will be outside. So you'll be spending part of the time inside, part of the time outside.
Does that mean that fairs are usually held during the nice seasons, like spring, summer?
Yeah. Typically, fair season right now in America, which would be early autumn.So fairs run from spring till autumn in most places where the weather will be nice. Winter, obviously, too cold.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So what about your hometown? When do they hold the county fair in your hometown?
First weekend in September. So we just missed it.
Well, I bet you miss it.
Some.
So at these county fairs...You said that they have an exhibition, basically, they show things.
Yes.
Is it like the local products?
Yes. The things they show will be mostly agricultural goods. So things, well, animals that people raise. So you'll find you know, pigs, cows, chickens, sheep, and so on, but also things that they've made, whether there's local cheesemakers, crafts they've made, whether they make...
When you say crafts, 就这个手工艺品, what exactly are... Because in China, crafts are very, very much cultural. I don't think you have the same sort of handicrafts as we do. So what are crafts at these kind of fairs?
You'll find things like quilts, where people make big blankets with small little squares of fabric and sew them together in interesting designs.
Quilting, 这种拼布 and...
Knitting and crocheting as well.
Knitting and crocheting, 这就是编织,钩针编织或者编织。Sounds pretty standard. But apart from buying these, looking at these products and buying these handicrafts, what can people do at a fair? I'm sure they can eat and drink.
Sure, that's what I like to do, is eat and drink at them. But there are lots of things to do. Obviously, yes, the food and drink. There's also, you can visit the exhibits, see the crafts. You can see the animals. Okay, there will also be events going on.Such as there'll be musical performances, there will be...
Just slow down there for a little bit. Let's start with food.
Ooh.
So, to be more specific, I'm assuming it's mostly things like fast food, like hamburger, hot dogs, barbecue?
Yes, yes, and yes. you could also find Mexican food like tacos. It is, in general, unhealthy fast food type things, because you
But
are...
yummy.
Oh, very yummy. Not good for your waist.
No. Yeah, but what is a fair? Is it just one day?
In my hometown, it's 5 days.
5 days. Okay. Perhaps not 5 days, just straight feast of fast food.
Well, people tend not to go all 5 days, but there's also a lot of regional stuff. So my hometown, we make a lot of wine.
Oh.
So it is not uncommon to have wine tastings
Ooh,
at the fair.
Oh, how nice. Wine tastings so you can at the fair.
Try the locally made red wines.
Great. Apart from the food, at fairs, do you have things for kids, like a fairground, like games, carnival games and rides?
Oh, yes. That's why kids love the fairs, because you have the carnival that shows up, where there are the games where they can win toys...There are rides like a Ferris wheel or other spinning rides or swinging rides. Very similar to what you'd find in many big parks in China, actually.
Yes, you do get... And also temple fairs. Now they have those carnival games.
Yeah.
就有点像庙会,中国庙会里面的那些,就孩子那些游艺项目。And also, it's quite similar to what they do in Europe in summer. They also have these kind of carnival grounds. What about for adults? Apart from buying and pigging out on these fast food, do you get things like music?
Sure, sure. There'll be musical performances. So like in my hometown, there's one night where they'll get a partially famous musician.
Not big, big name.
Not a big, big name, but not an unknown person to do a concert. There'll also be smaller musical performances. Like when I was in high school, I was in band.And we had to do a performance at the fair every year.
Okay.
So they'll do lots of these. And there's also going to be dancing. So like swing dancing or country dancing, all kinds of things.
Just outdoors, or do you actually have specific dancing venues for that?
Depends from place to place. My hometown's fair is outdoors because this time of year, the fair happens. It's very nice.
Nice weather.
Nice weather, yeah. There's also fairs usually come withRodeo, which we've talked about before.
So, rodeo was cowboys?
Yes.
How are they going to do that when there are lots of people? How are they going to do...
Well, there's a stadium.
Oh, so there's a specific venue for rodeo. Yeah. So is it popular?
Yeah, at fairs, it's the big event. Most people go to the rodeo. You have to pay to get in the fair, then you have to buy another ticket to watch the rodeo.
So, maybe for people who are traveling...to the United States. If they want to see a rodeo, they can also try to see a rodeo at these kind of county fairs.
Yeah, they usually go together. This leads us to the last thing, really, is the demolition derby.
I think I've heard of the idea, but I never knew what that was. Demolition, doesn't that mean destroying things?
It does.
And derby is a race.
Yes. So this is an event where community members will build a car so to crash into other cars to force the cars to stop working.
Okay.
So they'll drive around the track hitting each other and you win.
Sounds like bumper car. 听起来跟碰碰车一样。
It is like that, but with real cars.
That sounds extremely dangerous.
It is, but it's fun to watch.
It does sound really, really dangerous with people driving in. I guess these cars are already not in the best condition.
Oh, you don't use new cars for this.
No. It's already a car on their last leg, and then you sort of crash them.
Yeah.
It 听起来就是像撞车大赛。
Yeah.
Okay, Demolition Derby. Don't know who came up with that idea. Sounds fun.I think there are still a lot more details that we can cover in the advanced episode about county fairs.
Yes, especially the competitions.
Ooh, sounds interesting. Until next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.